This is Fresh Air. German jazz historian, musicologist, and record producer Joachim Ernst Behrendt was an early champion of so-called world music, who'd sometimes combine players from far-flung traditions. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews two cross-cultural rarities Behrendt produced in the late 1960s. One features clarinetist Tony Scott. The other begins with an English wailing song.
Very well, he finds so green land. Weary whalers homeward bound. Home where grasses lace the willow by the rivers running free. And the water sweetly flowing turns toward the open sea.
Producer Joachim Ernst Behrendt had a good ear for how various musical systems worked, and he put together players from diverse traditions out of curiosity as much as anything. That made for some bizarre and entertaining albums, including two in the MPS label's ongoing series of download reissues. On the album Wild Goose, English folk singers Colin Wilkie and Shirley Hart met German trombonist Albert Mangelsdorf's rowdy jazz band. The most fascinating moments come when one style gives way to the other. It's as if a wooden hootenanny stage suddenly turns to glass to reveal an alternate reality churning below.
Fly like the last cadenza as the song is ending. Wild goose, wild goose.
That's Heinz Sauer on tenor saxophone. Nothing else sounded like that in 1969, although the English folk band Pentangle already peppered their live sets with Charles Mingus tunes. Anything you can think of, there is usually a precedent. Another of producer Behrendt's cross-cultural mashups paired American clarinetist Tony Scott with the so-called Indonesian All-Stars on the album Jungger Bali. The All-Stars play a mix of jazz tunes and what sound like swinging versions of Indonesian traditional music, sometimes employing deep bass gongs from a gamelan percussion orchestra. Indonesians had been playing jazz since the 1920s, and Western improvisers drew on exotic-sounding scales in the 60s, so this mix wasn't so far-fetched. This is the All-Stars saxophonist, Mariono. That mix of jazz instruments and gamelan gongs is exotic in a good way. The music only gets weirder when clarinetist Tony Scott dives in. He sounds more liberated by the meeting than pianist Bubi Chen and his crew. Scott had been visiting Indonesia and other Asian locales for years and had already made his dreamy classic, Music for Zen Meditation. Here he takes a more aggressive role, as if trying to push his colleagues out of their comfort zone. The cross-cultural rhythmic interaction gets intricate, and they find ways to bind their sounds together. That's Jack Lasmana on guitar. Thank you. Tony Scott with the Indonesian All-Stars in 1967. There were precedents for this mix, too, mainly John Mayer and Joe Harriet's then-recent fusion of jazz and Indian music, although here the interplay is a little more fluid. I don't generally like the term experimental music, but it kind of fits here. The layering of different approaches to harmony and rhythm lead to some odd textures, as on the evergreen Summertime. That's how it is when experimenters experiment. Not everything pans out, but sometimes they discover good things that they hadn't gone looking for.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure and Tone Audio and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Wild Goose and Jangir Bali, two download reissues on the MPS label. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, how a group of wealthy conservatives changed American politics. Our guest will be journalist Jane Mayer. In her new book, Dark Money, she offers some revelations about the family of industrialists Charles and David Koch. And she tracks a network of think tanks, nonprofits, and political committees that spent hundreds of millions on a libertarian agenda. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Thea Chaloner. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.